We'll start momentarily. Okay, ready to start. Okay, good evening, everyone. Just make sure it's working here. Okay, I hope so. Good evening, everyone. Frelich and Chanukah. We're discussing the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos, and what I want to speak about tonight is the procedure for lighting. Now, typically when a person does a mitzvah, the general rule, the Gemara says, is that a mitzvah which is accompanied with a bracha, a birchas ha-mitzvah, you are supposed to first say the bracha and then do the mitzvah. That is the general rule. Kol ha-mitzvos mevarchem aleihem over lasiyasin. All the mitzvahs, you make the bracha over lasiyasin, means in advance of the performance of the mitzvah. Before doing the ma'isa mitzvah, you first make the bracha. That is the general procedure. When it comes to Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos, it's an exception, at least in Ashkenazic practice. I just want to mention from the outset that in the Sephardic world, there are differences of opinions. There are those amongst the Sephardim Gedolim who say to do the same way as the Ashkenazim do, which is what we're about to discuss, and there are those that say not to. I mean, the ones that say not to say that you should do like every other mitzvah, make the bracha, and then light the candles. That is one opinion within the Sephardic world, but others say to do like the Ashkenazim, so Sephardic women would have to, you know, check with their husbands or with their Rav to see what they should be doing. But for Ashkenazim, we do not recite the bracha first, but rather we first light the candles. Why is that? Because we follow the shita that when a woman lights candles, unless she specifically stipulates otherwise, and that's something that she's not supposed to do on any regular basis, so without doing that, without stipulating otherwise, she is mekabel Shabbos with the hadlaka. By lighting, by performing this mitzvah, fulfilling this mitzvah, she is mekabel Shabbos. And so much so that as soon as she would recite the bracha, lahadlik ner, asher k'deshanam tzadisvenu, lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, that itself would and should constitute an acceptance of Shabbos, a kabbalas Shabbos. Once she's mekabel Shabbos, then obviously she can't do any more malacha, that she can't light the candles. So it would be sort of counterintuitive or self-defeating to make the bracha first would disable her from being able to do the mitzvah. Therefore, the procedure is, and this is the way the Ramah says, Shulchan Aruch, the woman should first light the candles and then make the bracha. But we say, well, okay, that's what she has to do. She needs to light the candles and only then make the bracha, so that she's not mekabel throughout the hadlaka. She could complete the hadlaka without having to be concerned that she started Shabbos. But we still want to maintain the general rule of over lasiyasin, and the general rule that the bracha should come before the mitzvah to whatever extent we can. So that's why the minig is that a woman, when she lights the candles afterwards, before saying the bracha, she covers the candle. She either puts her hands up in front of the light of the candle so she doesn't yet benefit from the light, or she covers her eyes. I think that's the more common way, at least that's the way I grew up seeing my mother do, that after lighting the candles, cover her eyes and then recite the bracha this way. And then only after reciting the bracha, open the eyes, either reveal the candles or expose the eyes to the candles, so that you only really start getting hanah, getting benefit from the candle after the bracha. So even though you did the ma'isa mitzvah, you performed the act of the mitzvah before the bracha, but said that we feel we have no choice, we have to do it that way, so as not to start Shabbos by reciting the bracha right away. But after doing the mitzvah, before getting hanah, before starting to benefit from the lights, recite the bracha and only then start to enjoy and benefit from the light. And this way, try to do it, maintain the, to a certain extent, the general rule of the bracha coming first. Now, this having been said, there's a shaila. So now, when a woman lights the candles and recites the bracha, so when precisely is she be mekabel Shabbos? Now, Is it only when she actually recites the bracha after having completed lighting all the candles, she recites and recites the bracha, then she starts Shabbos? Or is it with the culmination of the lighting, when she lights the last candle that she's intending to light, that at that point she's automatically mekabel Shabbos even before she recites the bracha? What's the difference? Why do I care? Why do I need to know if it's, you know, with it's a second before or a second later? Well, the difference is because if she's holding a match, a burning match or a burning candle, and she's lit all the Shabbos candles, now she's holding this. If I'm going to say that she's mekabel Shabbos right now, because she lit her last candle, so that's her kabbalah Shabbos. So now she's left holding the bag. So she can't just simply put out the match or put out the candle. If we'll say that she's only mekabel Shabbos when she recites the bracha, when she finishes doing the mitzvah and then says the bracha lahalik nershal Shabbos, then fine. So before she recites the bracha, she simply shakes out the match or puts out the candle or puts down the whatever device she's using, the lighter, and then says the bracha, and everything is fine. But if, and that's how many say. Lamaisa, that's how many say. But there are posts, Rabbi Akiva Eiger and others say that no, she's mekabel Shabbos by completing the hadlaka. So those who follow that shita are taught not to put out the match, simply put it down, or just let it drop down, or put it down on the metal tray. Of course, have a metal tray in front of you where you can safely put down the match or whatever else you're using, and it'll go out without causing chas v'shalom a fire, but without you putting it out. So I say, so one who's taught that way, or his family minig is that way, it's because you're being choshesh, you're working with the poskim that you're mekabel Shabbos with the end of the hadlaka. But if you don't have a specific minig, if you, one way or the other, so many poskim say that it's not a concern. The kabbalah Shabbos is only when you light the last, only when you recite the bracha. So you could put out the match in between the lighting and reciting the bracha without a problem. Now, what happens if a woman, with all this, she forgets, and she, one week, she just, she forgets, she goes over to the candles, she's ready to light, and maybe she even lit the match or whatever, and then she says the bracha, and she got confused. She mistakenly said the bracha first, before lighting. So there, the halacha, she's still allowed to light. Because now that the minig has become for women of Ashkenazic descent and practice, now that their minig is to only be mekabel Shabbos after the lighting, and therefore typically light and then make the bracha, even if by mistake she said the bracha, it will not be considered, will not constitute kabbalah Shabbos, because she specifically doesn't say the bracha. She's because she wants to light first. If she got confused one time and made the bracha first, she could still light the candles. However, what happens if she was lighting the candles? And let's say she normally lights six candles, and she lit five of them, and then she forgot, overlooked, or some women light a lot more if she lights 20 candles, and so one of them or one or two of them maybe got went unnoticed amongst the multitude of candles, the large number of candles, and it went unnoticed, and she said the bracha. And then she realized, oh, I never lit one of the candles, two of the candles. Then it's not so simple. Because it's one thing if she says the bracha before she lit it all. Obviously, she didn't have any intention in the Kabbalah Shabbos, so we don't consider it a Kabbalah Shabbos. But when she lit already and she thought she completed the lighting and then made the bracha, then already it's very possible to say that even though it turns out she overlooked the candle or maybe two, nevertheless, she was intentionally in the Kabbalah Shabbos. So at that point, it's better she shouldn't light the other candles that she missed. She could still ask if her husband's home and he hasn't been mekabel Shabbos yet, or even another family member who's home who is not yet mekabel Shabbos, they could light those candles for her. But otherwise, she just leaves them out. As we said, she will not have to add a candle the following weeks because she didn't forget the whole mitzvah. She just overlooked one or two candles. Now, this is all when you're lighting for Shabbos. What happens when you're lighting for Yomtiv? On Yomtiv, the halacha is, you're allowed to light a flame from one flame from another existing flame, even on Yom Tov. So even if you would make the bracha lahadlik ner shel Yom Tov and be makabel Yom Tov, you could still light the candles as long as you don't have to strike a match. You struck the match before, or you lit a lighter, or you lit the candle that you're holding to light with. You lit that already, and then you said the bracha lahadlik ner shel Yom Tov. That's fine. That wouldn't present the problem. You could still light the candles. And that's why for Yom Tov, many women will have the minhag of first reciting the bracha and then lighting. First reciting the bracha and then lighting the candles, because on Yom Tov you can light candles, even if it's Yom Tov. That is a widespread minhag. I think that is the more common minhag amongst Ashkenazic women. It's based on what we call the Eim HaDrisha, the mother of the Drisha. The Drisha is the name of one of the commentaries on the Torah, and this chiddush came from his mother. Distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it's pretty widely accepted. However, there's a dissenting view. The Magen Avraham, who's a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, said that no, we should not distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's supposed to do it the same, even though this svara, the reasoning, the rationale behind doing it this way for Shabbos may not apply on Yom Tov. Nonetheless, it should be done the same way for Yom Tov as it's done for Shabbos. And so some follow that, and they, even for Yom Tov, they first light the candles, then cover their eyes, and then make the bracha. So if you don't have a minhag one way or the other, then, as I said, the more standard minhag is to distinguish, to make a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov to make the bracha first. But of course, it's only Yom Tov, meaning the Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Yom Kippur, you can't light a candle, even from a previously existing flame. So Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. The Torah calls it Shabbos Shabbos. Kippur is like Shabbos. And of course, if it's a Friday, which is also, even if it's Yom Tov, but if it's, or if it's a Friday, which is Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, since Shabbos, like we had just now on Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Shemini Aseres, since Shabbos is starting, so of course you have to do it the Shabbos way. The only time you can do it the Yom Tov way is if it's only Yom Tov, not Shabbos. And as I said, it's a Yom Tov, anything other than any other Yom Tov besides Yom Kippur. Okay, I also want to point out, might have said this once, but this is a man. If a man is lighting, he would for sure make the bracha first and then light, because men are not mekabel Shabbos. There's no practice that men are automatically mekabel Shabbos if they light candles. Even a man who lights regularly, he lives on his own or whatever it is, or certainly a man who just lights once in a while when his wife isn't home or isn't able to light, he is not mekabel Shabbos, so he can make the bracha first and then light. Preferably, even the man should stipulate, though, before he lights, he should stipulate, I'm not being mekabel Shabbos, or at least think in his mind explicitly, I'm not being mekabel Shabbos. But even if he didn't, the halacha wouldn't change. Even if he said the bracha, and even lit, whatever it is, that's not considered kabbalah Shabbos for the man. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss within this idea of kabbalah Shabbos. We have to talk about the idea of tonight, when you can make a tonight, and what is the ramifications of that. We have to talk about davening mincha, the timing of davening mincha vis-a-vis lighting. And we have to talk about lighting the a lot to cover yet, and we should have discussed to do so. We'll continue next week. In the meantime, a good Shabbos and a Freilich and Chanukah. Kol Tov. Wait just 1 second, please.